Psalm 28, Psalm of David. To you I will cry, O Lord my rock. Do not be silent to me, lest, if you are silent to me, I become like those who go down to the pit.
Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy sanctuary.
Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts.
Give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve.
Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up.
Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him.
The Lord is your strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed.
Save your people, and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also, bear them up forever.
Okay, as we look at this psalm, we'll look at it again, as I've mentioned, in conjunction with the ones around it. In Psalm 26, as I mentioned when we went through that, that seemed to start a new series, as it echoes Psalm 1 and various other psalms that start different sections within the book of Psalms speaking of Jesus. Last week, as Phil went through Psalm 27, you saw the one of God, the man of God, the Messiah of God, getting ready to do his task, saying who he is in reference to God, who he is as far as the Father goes as well. How he depends on him, how he rests on the Father. And now in Psalm 28, excuse me, we see him preparing to do his job, preparing to begin his task. Now remember, these psalms speak of Jesus. They speak of the Messiah. They don't only speak of David, or even particularly of David. David wrote them to the rock, to the covenant God. But these were written by the Holy Spirit and then put into the psalm book, the hymn book of the church. So they are good for all ages. It begins, "To you I will cry, O Lord my rock. Do not be silent, because if you are silent, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry, when I lift my hands toward your holy sanctuary." We have again one who calls upon the name of God, and one who knows that he rests on the Father, one that only in the Father does he have any type of help, any type of sustaining. The psalmist goes on to say, "Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts." Now, we've all run across people like this. We all know the wicked and the workers of iniquity. And if we all are honest with ourselves, those of us who are of any age at all, or have any type of self-awareness, they know that we fit this description as well. The workers of iniquity, the wicked, those who speak peace to their neighbors, but have evil in their hearts. We've all spoken falsely. We've all held grudges and hatred for others. We see here what the response of the Holy Spirit is to people like that in verse 4. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them according to the work of their hands. Render to them what they deserve, because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Now, if we think about this, as we look at this, as we understand who we are, sinners, what we are, completely worthless in ourselves. We see God, a holy God of righteousness, one who cannot stand the wicked, who will not bear up the unrighteous. Well, we should be concerned, shouldn't we? If we're honest with ourselves and we see our sin and we see the Word of God here, we see a curse. Now, a slight digression. Too often in the church today, we want to speak happy words to people. We want to tell people about the good news, which is good. But too often we tell people that God has a happy, wonderful plan for your life, when if we're involved with evangelism, that's not always true. Here we have the Word of God. And what is His Word toward the wicked? Of curse, of judgment, and of damnation. The church too often weakens itself and weakens the gospel when we don't mention this. God is a God of justice, a consuming fire, and we need to remember to keep in balance His justice and His love. Now, going on through verses 6 and 7, now remember where we are, looking at judgment of the wicked and knowing that we ourselves are wicked. Blessed be Jehovah, because He has heard the voice of my supplications. Now, how many people here, or listening on the internet, think that David was one who could say this line? Those who go against God's word shall be judged and shall be condemned, but blessed be the Lord because He's heard me. He's my strength and my shield. I'm going to be good. That David in his own strength could say this and be pleased and be happy. We know that David had a knowledge, a consciousness of his own sin. If we look at this psalm as so often they're looked at, that the Jews were saved by works, not by faith, and here's David writing about himself and putting it in the church book for everybody to sing, which is silly, then we have something here that just doesn't make sense, because David knew he was a sinner. And these two verses don't reflect that. Well, remember again two things. The psalms are about Jesus, not about David. And Jesus can say that He is righteous. He can say, those who go against you should be condemned. But look at the last two lines again in verse 5. Well, the only two lines in verse 5. Because they do not regard the works of the Lord, nor the operation of His hands. I guess it was the first two lines. The point here is that David and Jesus, as the real subject of the psalm, is looking at the work of salvation. Looking at the work of the gospel being performed. Those who look at the works of God and turn away are those who reject the gospel. Those rejected by God. Those who are not elected to life. But David can say that the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices and with my song I will praise Him. Because he did not disregard the work of the Lord. That the Holy Spirit worked in him so that he did regard the operation of God's hands. That now the gospel fits because he knows there's a Messiah coming. Jesus can say this because he is the one who has done this work. And in verses 8 and 9, the Lord is their strength. Jehovah is their strength. And he is the saving refuge of his Messiah. Again, you see anointed there. Anointed just means Messiah. It's the same word that means Christ. Jehovah is their strength, and He is the saving refuge of the Messiah. Save your people. Bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also, and bear them up forever. This psalm breaks down very clearly to Jesus being prepared to do His job. And then in the second section, do not take me away with the wicked, and curses upon the wicked. Then 6 and 7, blessed be the Lord, Jehovah. Because he has heard. Because the work of salvation will be accomplished. And the last two verses are a blessing upon the people of God. I almost said equal to the curses of the wicked, but they're far more than that. They're so more beautiful and more encompassing. The Lord is our strength. Because none of us are strong enough to do the things that we are called to do. He is the saving refuge of his anointed. The Messiah gave up his life for us, but he was saved. He had a refuge, and now he lives with the Father. Save your people. In Jesus we are saved. Bless your inheritance. Not only are we his people, we are the inheritance of God, and he will bless his inheritance. Shepherd them also. He will lead us and bear them up forever. He upholds all of us in our lives. So Psalm 28 continues on looking at the work of Christ, looking at the ramifications of that for the wicked, but also for the believers, for those that Christ, God has chosen in Christ to save. So let's sing this psalm now, and we'll sing version B, and let's sing it from the heart.